vážení televizní diváci, pan Aleš Michalevič, Bělorus, byl hlavním opozičním kandidátem v běloruských volbách v roce 2010 a není asi překvapivé, že byl kvůli tomu zatčen, strávil dobu ve vězení, byl obviněn z organizování násilných akcí nebo něco takového. Nakonec získal politický azyl v České republice. Teď je zpátky v Minsku, v Bělorusku. Máme velkou čest, že s ním můžeme pohovořit o tom, jak se tam situace vyvíjí. Budeme hovořit anglicky. Mr. Michalevič, you were the main opposition candidate in the elections in Belarus in 2010. You were arrested. Why was this? Can you can you explain the situation?
Yeah, I was arrested. I was accused in organizing mass disturbances. I was tortured together with other candidates, together with many other people, several couples of people. And in 2011, I have to emigrate to Czech Republic. I've been several years, I've been on political asylum in Czech Republic. Omlouvám se, mluvím teď anglicky. By the way, I was released only because I declared that I'm ready to be a secret informer of Belarusian KGB. Belarusian Secret Services still has the name KGB. So I declared it, I organized a press conference in Minsk telling that I would never work with KGB, and I was tortured, we were tortured, those people who were political prisoners, and I escaped to Czech Republic. And even until now, I came back into Belarus in 2015, I'm still accused on organizing mass disturbances. My criminal case was suspended, but still is not closed. So government wanted and Lukashenko wanted to have her influence and to keep me under the pressure.
So this is basically Lukashenko's regime normal reaction, that whenever anybody tries to stand up to him, He puts him into prison, or used to put him into prison, and accuse him of various terrorist acts or whatever, and then tortures him. And that is what has happened to thousands of people after the rigged elections on the 9th of August. But Mr. Michalevich, the situation has changed slightly now, hasn't it? There has been a could you describe what the difference is in the past few days in Minsk and in Belarus all over? Because in the first place, people are no longer arrested, isn't this true? And people are no longer tortured.
We don't know about tortures, because many people are still detained, thousands of people are still in detention. We don't know about new people who are caged, who are arrested. So it's very important that Belarusian society managed to come on streets, to organize protests, to after several years of brutality from the side of police, many people knew. So more than 7,000 people were arrested, first of all. Absolute majority of them were beaten and tortured, together with girls, together with younger people, with minors, people who are younger than 17 or 16 years old. And Belarusian society came on streets all over Belarus, and we managed to stop those arrests. So police no more arresting us. So people are still controlling the streets. They have right, not only right, they keep, the, so they ensured the right to be on street. It's really very, very important that at the moment we are leading, we are controlling the situation, and very big enterprises, state-owned enterprises, are coming on strikes. So It's a huge development in Belarus, and definitely we have many parallels, many similarities with Velvet Revolution in Czech Republic. So it's like it's a lot of similarities when many celebrities, many famous football players, many famous singers, they are supporting the protests, they are supporting the right for non-violent protests, they are condemning the right. They're condemning the governmental reactions, the brutality, tortures, and so on. So it's really very, very big not only development. I'm quite sure that now it will be the end of Lukashenko. The only question, how it will come and how many days we need for it.
This is quite interesting because one commentator here in Britain, which I read just this morning, said that basically the whole nation is against Lukashenko, and the only people that support him are basically the secret police. But I mean, what will trigger the mechanism? He can stay there forever, can't he? He has always ignored you. Yesterday he had a fight with somebody, worker. He told him to switch off your mobile or I'll bash your face in or something like that. He is very arrogant. I mean, how can you remove him? So you will demonstrate, hundreds of thousands of you will demonstrate in the streets, but he will still stay there, no?
Yeah, the level of disobedience is so high. So people don't follow his instructions. Government is not following his instructions. And even police, majority of ordinary policemen are not following his instructions. So it means that, like, now we have parallel society. So society lives and controls their districts, their villages, their cities, and doing, organizing the life as they want, coming to local nominated mayors of cities, like trying to discuss with them, pressing them for changes. And Lukashenko probably for some days will be just living in his residencia. So like he will be in his place and like not controlling the situation. So it's very difficult for him to regain control over the situation because people started to feel free. They are sure at the moment that we are not simply majority. We're absolute constitutional majority. So 75-80% of people, and probably even at the moment is even more, are against Lukashenko. They are in favor of new elections, or they are in favor of Tikhanovskaya, who was elected as a president, who was the majority of people voted in favor of her during last presidential elections. And what is very important, that Lukashenko, you mentioned that he is very arrogant. So he told that Belarusian constitution was written for men, not for women. So it means that only men can be elected as a president. And finally, Belarusian society voted for the only opposition candidate who was registered by Lukashenko for housekeeper, for wife of politician who is in prison at the moment. So for Lukashenko, it was very, very big defeat that society, population, that voters voted for women, not for him.
Mm. This is quite interesting, but one very worrying question that I have for you is, with the experience of the Prague Spring and the Soviet invasion in 1968, what the reformers in Czechoslovakia, the mistake they made was that, I mean, I can remember it, the atmosphere was just as kind of euphoric, and it was very similar in Czechoslovakia during the Prague Spring, but they ignored the international situation and basically didn't take the international situation, the influence of the Soviet Union into consideration. And of course, Belarus is in a much worse geographical position than Czechoslovakia because it's just absolutely bordering on Russia. On the other side, it borders on four NATO member countries. Putin must be very unhappy about this. And also, it is true that Belarus is quite strongly integrated economically and politically with Russia. Do you think that Putin will not try to keep either keep Lukashenko in power, or if he gives him up, he will try to appoint or somebody from his circle? What do you think? Can you actually, what are you thinking about this Russian influence? Because he is obviously Putin is looking over your shoulder, and some people are thinking that an invasion is a possibility.
So Russian influence definitely is very high from one side. From other side, I don't believe that Russian tanks and Russian army will come to Belarus. It's very difficult, and will be very difficult for Russia in terms of international politics. It's very difficult to like to sell it, like to promote it even in Russia. And I'm even not speaking that there are no legal mechanisms because Russia can come with officially with the army if the foreign invasion is. So it's very similar as like, so Belarus has a agreement with Russia very similar as NATO, but definitely slightly definitely different. But where, so Russia can come only if foreign invasion on Belarus is organized. So I don't believe that Russia will come, but definitely it's possible. And definitely it's possible. It's very similar. Yes, it's very similar to 68, but I hope that it's much more similar to Velvet Revolution. So it's possible to physically to kill Belarusians. It's possible physically to put Belarusians to prison, to beat them. But what is very, very important, that nation was formed, and majority of Belarusians, they love freedom. They would like to have their personal choice, and they would like to have national choice, like to have opportunity to elect the government, to the opportunity to elect civil servants. So it's very, very important. So definitely Russia is a big threat, but I don't think that they will be ready to come. And another, what is very, very important, that protests are organized and supported by people with national white, red, white flags. It means that it's also a national protest. So I don't imagine that anyone will be like happy, that people will be happy when Russian army is coming. So it's a protest not only against Lukashenko, it's protest in favor of independence.
Russian commentator, Moscow analyst, was saying on British television yesterday that an invasion would be very problematic for Putin because it would cause the whole Belarusian nation, who now quite like Russians, it would cause the whole Belarusian nation to hate Russians, and that would be a serious foreign policy defeat. But one other interesting point with Tikhanovskaya, people are also saying Putin doesn't really like dealing with the female politicians. Do you think he will try to manipulate Belarus to appoint somebody from Lukashenko's circle as his replacement? Do you have any ideas about this?
I think that it's very, very important that Belarusians, they have enough of Lukashenko. So the main question is to dismiss Lukashenko because the system would not survive after him. So it's question about not only Lukashenko definitely, but about the system. But the system was specially designed for him. So it will not be efficiently managed by anyone else. So anyway, if Lukashenko is resigning, and we are really hope so, and we are, and me as a, I'm as a person, I'm sure that he would resign, that he will be dismissed, maybe not resigned, but dismissed. So it's very, very important that anyway, reforms will come after his resignation or after his dismission.
So what do you expect will happen now? How long do you think it'll take for him to resign or to be dismissed?
So it can be relatively long. I hope definitely everyone hopes that it will be very fast. But anyway, in November, it will be the end of his previous cadence. So he will be no more president, no more. So he will have to gather Belarusian parliament, which is theoretically 100% controlled by him. But this parliament was controlled by him. And Czechs and Slovaks definitely remember that Václav Havel was elected as a president by previous communist parliament.
Yes.
So I'm quite sure, I'm very sure that Lukashenko will not collect majority within the same parliament. So anyway, I hope very much that situation will be resolved very fast, and we will dismiss Lukashenko very fast. But anyway, I guess that maximum time frame is something up to the end of November.
So people will have to be demonstrating for all those weeks. This is really
maybe
quite
not
interesting.
Only not demonstrating all the time, but to ensuring that we have right for demonstrations, to keep control and maybe even within to organize strikes on biggest state-owned enterprises. At the moment, several very big state-owned enterprises are on strike, and also we hope that this strike will come to other enterprises as well.
Well, best of luck, Mr. Michalevich. Thank you very much for all this information, and I hope it all ends well. Vážení televizní diváci, děkujeme vám za pozornost. Naschledanou.